add, if you have any, slide over the second chair, leave it. Now, I'll take questions for Bill, Rick, Steve, and Seth.
Matt, you had your chances down the stretch here, but you couldn't take advantage of it. How frustrated does it have to come this close and not come out of the win?
That's very frustrating. We really should have had a few of those balls, 50-50 balls, a few of those rebounds. Didn't pull it out in the end.
How'd you feel about your shooting touch? I mean, what it like to make more?
I think it's just a collective group of, guys, us as a team, just missing guys, guys are wide open. We just, got our heads down and not making that extra play. So we need to get better at that.
Coach, you want to say a few things, then we'll take questions. We'll continue with Matt.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a very hard-fought game. Two teams are really probably trying to find their identity a little bit, in particular on the offensive end. And I thought our guys competed really hard, but that last quarter of the game, the last 8 to 10 minutes, just really struggled getting a good look and give Penn State credit. I thought they got the key loose balls and threw that key charge on John at that time. And, margin for error, simply put, because our offense right now is not real efficient, isn't very big. So I think that was about as much as can explain it.
Steve, when you're in a situation like
this, why don't we take care of Matt first, though, so then he can go, if that's all right.
Bottom six in the line today, obviously, you did pretty well. Do you feel the team's getting better at the free throws?
I think the team's getting much better with the free throws. We work on them every day. I've been working a lot on mine, so just trying to improve that. Guys are getting in the gym, taking their time in the free throws and focusing more. So we're getting better as a team with that.
It seems like the refs called a really close game. Did that affect you guys at all?
I don't think any basketball game, as a basketball player, you can blame it on the refs or even question their officiating. You just got to keep playing. Next play, Coach D always tells us. So I think they called a fair game. I mean, the fouls were 10-10. So, guys are getting to the line. So we just had to, really came down there really playing hard in that last, stretch of the game.
Considering you guys are just so young, how much do you think just get to know each other's game and dropping stuff?
Just simply, playing more, practicing more every day, playing more with each other, actually starting to execute, plays, whether it's, me, John, or, Patrick, it doesn't matter. We got to make sure that, the next play is the right play, regardless of the player. And we really got to start making those plays to be, efficient on the offensive end and win games.
Anything else for Matt? Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Questions for Coach?
Could you just talk about the movement for your team?
Well, it's just a very unique situation with the type of youth that we have. It's not that we just have a young team. You hear that a lot. It's just there's been nobody who's ever played for Boston College substantial minutes out on the floor at any time. So I think what you see is guys who are really trying to find their way in college and try to contribute to the team, but very difficult for all of them to work together because it's all so new and all so different, and there's no really guy to look over on the left there and say, hey, what's going on now? I think you see a lot of that. At times you see some real good stuff, and other times it's just trying to find their way, and it's not really the execution isn't where it has to be, and that's why I think you see those trouts that we see.
When you have a young team like this, do you build on stretches, good stretches that give them positive reinforcement?
Absolutely, Mark. I think the kids, their confidence is shot, you know, at times. There's no doubt about it. These kids' heads are spinning. They never really had failure on the basketball court. They never really had struggles of scoring the ball. So now my job is to, you know, I thought we did a terrific job in the first half. I thought we came out and competed. I thought Lonnie Jackson came out and did some nice things in the second half. And I thought Gabe Moten had a good floor game. You know, we got other guys who are just kind of in a lull right now. They're not really sure where they're at and what they're doing, and we got to pick those up. But there's no reason for this year to get too low on any aspect of this. This is all about building. We have one class in, and we're going to try to get these guys as ACC ready as we can, and then we're going to build on that class each and every year. Well, I think we did a good job on Tim Frazier the whole game, to be quite honest. I think you got to give him some credit. I thought he made some harder shots. He's only made 6 threes all year. He makes 3 in this game. He had 7 turnovers, so you force a kid like that into that. He has the ball in his hands so much. Give him credit. I thought he made some really good plays, the big 3-point play he makes and later in the game. He's a 3-year vet. He's the only one out there that's a 3-year vet. And I thought it showed.
An injury to Jordan Daniels, or what's holding your mentality not playing?
You know, really just trying to figure out what's the best lineup now. No one's really earned the opportunity to play out there, so it's based on, you know, what guys are doing in practice and what we're trying to develop a rotation. And I'm hoping that Jordan takes his challenge and fits in practice and really works hard, which he always does, and gets better, because I think he's a good college basketball player. Just right now, he's got to find a way to get himself on the court.
You mentioned the defense on Frazier, and Steve Moten was playing a lot tonight, and Ben on the flip side, I thought he had one of the better games on the offensive end. You could talk about him, what you
thought. I did. I thought Gabe is really grown into and bought into being, you know, kind of our leader out there. He's I think he did a great job sharing the ball. We didn't do a good job sharing the ball. I thought there was 5 or 6 plays in the second half that we just over-penetrated and, you know, looking for someone there. And then the other sense, there's stretches of 10 to 15 seconds where the ball doesn't move and guys are afraid to do stuff. But I think for the most part, Gabe has a sense of what we need to do. He was here last year, and I thought he did a good job. And I thought he was a good defender last year in the league, and I thought he played Tim Frazier as well as you can play him. I think some of the plays at the end, they started really using that ball screen, which made it even harder for Gabe to be solely responsible. But I thought he did a great job for the most part.
Did they do anything defensively that hurt you offensively in the interior? You didn't seem to get many shots off the
line. I know. A big part of our offense is getting the ball inside as much as you can. Just something that should not be a struggle, but their kids are a little older, so caught them off guard early on. We got a pretty good matchup there, and we got it in. And now we talked about it almost every time now, but all right, let's get an inside touch. And these kids are at this hard. It's a little harder than just saying that. Dennis and Kyle both at this point in their careers just aren't efficient at really holding the guy off and getting the ball in a good spot. But that's what we're going to work on. That's a simple way to start running better offense, is getting the ball down low. And we just didn't do a good job of that. And then we tried other guards. We got Patrick early in the first half, and then tried again. And just not consistent understanding how hard you got to work to get that. Ryan Anderson's another guy. I thought we could get the ball inside and give Penn State credit. I thought they jumped over the top of it. And we're not poised enough as passers right now. We're not good enough holding guys off to make that consistent effort of going down there.
In that regards, are you a better team? Think you've proven to be a better team this year when you've been able to help?
I do. I think every offense, any team I've ever coached, the ability to just get the ball in, it does a lot of different things. It flattens out the defense. it gives your guys a chance to catch their breath on the perimeter. You're not constantly driving. You can space people out with cuts. And then now they're coming at you, and you're closing out, and you're getting advantages. If you start not going down there, you start going east and west, and you're pretty easy to guard. And there's a lot of that right now.
You always talk about Ryan Anderson and Dennis Clifford. Obviously, they didn't really factor on the offensive end of the ball, but they led the team for rebounds.
Well, both those kids are doing everything I could ask. They're working really hard, and they're both frustrated that they're not having more success in games, but they both go after the ball. And Dennis is just in a rut offensively a little bit. He's not really confident right now, and we just got to get him back. But I thought they both threw their body around and went after the ball.
Anything else?
Sorry, can you talk for a second about Kyle? Because he seems to start off really hot, and then we didn't see much of the rest of the game.
What happened? They started small, which surprised us to begin with, and then they played small most of the night. They set so many ball screens for Frazier. Kyle had a difficult time with that, so we just thought if we had. Sometimes we went without either big because they were so small, just to guard that ball screen action. And I'll look at it. Kyle's done everything we can ask. He's doing a good job. He had a couple of tough turnovers against our pressure. I thought that bothered us more than it should have, the 1-2-2. And we were just, got caught not being strong with the basketball right over half court and just kind of lost our poise. And it happened to Kyle twice, and I was a little concerned about having him against the pressure as well. But I thought he did a good job when he was in there for the most part, and he's come a long way in 3 months. He's done a very good job with his conditioning, and he has a great future.
Well, Scott, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,